Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up around 11:30, we'll hear Nick Sirianni, who joined Joe and John this morning. At 12:30, Ross Tucker. And we have to ask him, should we take the Vikings seriously? They're now 12-2. We'll kind of lay out the path for the three teams vying for the one seed coming up at 12 today. Kiss the baby later in the show as we try to eliminate another NFL team.
Yeah, it's getting hard now, man.
With the goal of a perfect playoff bracket. We know someone around here will not have a perfect playoff bracket.
I missed two.
Yeah, well, actually, you and Kyle both will not, because Kyle eliminated the Vikings in week one, and they are...
They're alive. They're very much alive.
You know what? Shut up.
They're 12-2
on the season. They're still alive.
And don't forget, as the show goes along today, we're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking, brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. In fact, can we hear the sounder that you will be listening for? When you hear the sounder later on in the show today, you will call in for a chance to play what's in Hugh's holiday stocking when you hear this.
It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes. That is your cue to call in later in the show when you hear that. Next time we play it, and Thursday will be our last day, so only a few days to qualify for what's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. In a couple minutes, we're going to tell you about some food we're having today, including some, what, a Jack Honey-infused food? We'll get to that. We got some great food here. We'll tell you who brought it in and what it is in just a few minutes. First, though, before we go back to the phone lines, can we hear some of the players after the game? Because there's a lot of conversation today of, did we overreact? As a fan base, as a city, did we overreact to what happened last week? I think the players tell the story, right? They told the story last week. There was something going on. They obviously handled it. They won a football game. Great. But after the game, they didn't shy away from like saying, yeah, it was a weird week around here. Listen to Lane Johnson after the game Sunday talking about, well, sometimes, you know, brothers fight.
But I wasn't here for the team meeting Wednesday. I was at a funeral, but I think there was olive branches extended. I think, everybody kissed and made up. And, you know, sometimes brothers fight, and, we have a lot of great players on this team. So that's really how I see it. Just brothers disagreeing, and it came out and answered the bell tonight.
Sometimes brothers fight, Hugh. You know, if they're like,
which is true.
Yep.
Which is true. But to sit there, my thing is to sit there and act like this was fabricated. That's the part that irritates me. Or, you know, when I hear people say, well, you know how you guys are. Okay, I hear you. And I was on the other side before. But a lot of times when things happen, it's because it's not like I know media members that have made up stories before, but this was not one that was fabricated by us. This is one that basically was stoked. This fire was stoked. Because Sunday, it was a non-issue. It was an issue back and forth. We talked about it. Whether you're on the side that it was a non-factor or it was a big deal, it was discussed. But we were preparing to move on from it and get ready for the next game, because that's what fans do. And then when this all came out the way that it did, that added fuel to the fire. That made it a national story. And it made it what everybody was talking about. And like I said, when you put family business out there, you open yourself up for all kinds of speculation, whether it's true or not. That's what you do. So when you sit there and say, oh, it was a non-story or whatever, they thought it was. Brandon felt compelled enough to go in for 20 minutes and talk about it.
Well, you ever around a couple, Hugh, that they fight a lot in public, like around other friends and people? What is the natural thing to wonder?
What's going on at home?
If they're doing that in public. So I wondered last week. Like, hey, if Brandon's bringing this out to the public eye, and obviously, you know, AJ was frustrated after the game, what's going on when we're not around? Like, that when there's no cameras around, when there's no microphones around. It was natural to wonder all that. I mean, I think the conversation like last week was natural because AJ, he started it, and then he left it open to interpretation.
And that's what we do. We interpret.
Well, that's what anyone would do.
What was being said.
Any fan would hear what AJ said a week ago, said passing is the biggest issue with the offense. And you could interpret that as Kellen Moore. You could interpret it as just overall. You could interpret it as whatever.
Because it was open-ended.
Or you could interpret it as the quarterback. And that's what we all did because that's what fans do. I just think last week was a... you know, my whole life as a fan, last week was a very normal fan week. It just was led by their conversation that we talked about. And I think the best thing is that they responded off it. 215-592-9494. But a lot of people out there today do believe that we as a whole overreacted. Hugh Douglas obviously does not. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Angry Hugh is my new favorite persona.
It's one of the best. It's one of the best. Fired up Hugh.
He's the sleeper in the field of Hughes coming up in March. I'm going to say that.
That 12 seed you do not want to see in the first round.
No. So initially I told Kyle I thought we did overreact. But after reevaluating the evidence and listening to Hugh, what were we supposed to do? AJ comes out and says what he says, and we always want guys to be honest, but sometimes we can't handle it when they do. And then BG comes in the next night and says, hold my beer. I got a 5-gallon can of gasoline on my back and a flamethrower, whoosh, and just lit it up. So what exactly are we supposed to say? And then Lane, what he said yesterday after Sunday after the game, he basically confirmed it too. So, you know, it's not an overreaction. Did we overreact to their winning the game by, you know, barely winning? Maybe, but no, we weren't. There was nothing else we could do. They laid it out for us, and that's what we do. And they always say they love the passion of the fans. Well, here's the passion of the fans. Get your act together and win some games. And that's what they did.
Jeff, I agree with the way you framed it. Yeah, like in retrospect, you know, they had one, I guess you call it down performance against Carolina, and they had run off so many good ones. That, maybe in retrospect we overreacted to that particular game. But that game, Jeff, was actually very little of the conversation. That was Monday. But then once we got to Tuesday, we almost forgot about the game, and it was more about, like, hey, the locker room and the whole big picture of it. So, yeah, like that part, sure. Yeah, maybe it was overreaction off of one game because they played well for so long. But the rest of the stuff was just natural. Like, you hear that, and you're like, what's going on?
I know. And I think it's because we've got such a good team. I don't care if we hear it. We don't need it to happen. But I'm glad that they, you know, got it straightened out here, you know, before this game on Sunday, this past Sunday. Obviously they did. But we just don't need that this year. Last year, it could have, you know, at the end of the year, that kind of stuff was probably going on a lot. But this year, look, man, we got a team that can win the Super Bowl here. We don't need all this, you know, infighting.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and I think that was the deep down thing. And Jeff, we appreciate Hugh. That was kind of really what was driving me to be worried about it. It wasn't like, I get it, brothers fight. I mean, you lived a life of, like, players, and you gave stories last week. You recounted for us the moment where you were on the team bus, right? And you and a teammate had an issue. And
Brian Mitchell was about to beat me up.
Right. Yeah. But then you guys figured it out.
Yeah.
And it was okay. But
and that was something that nobody knew.
Right.
And it was one of those things that didn't need to be known. There's plenty of times that there has been stories that we've told on the air that nobody knew about.
Now, let's go back in time. I don't know what year that was. 01, 02, whatever year it was, for 2000. Hugh, if that story had come out, if you or B. Mitch after the game had kind of brought that to our attention, and I know the media is different now and there's just way more, things explode faster because it's just social media. But, Hugh, I guarantee you, Angelo and every show on at that time,
they would have talked about it.
Of course they would've.
What's going on? What's going on between these guys and yada, yada, yada. We don't need this because we're in the throes of da, 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 da. Everybody wants it to be. It's never like that. And like I said, there's a lot that is going on with that team that we don't even talk about because it's not worth it, because it's not my job to break stories. But when you sit here and you I feel like I'm being treated like I'm the bad guy because of something that you did, I'm responsible for. That dog don't hunt with me. It doesn't. And you know, I know I felt like I was in my feelings a little bit this morning, but own it. Own whatever you did, own it, because you did it. Like, that's the problem that I have. It's like, not a narrative is, well, you know how you guys in the media are. Dog, what do you mean? We would have went on about our merry day and talked about what we talked about if you wouldn't have said nothing. But you did. And then you're mad. Like, you're mad at me for talking about something you did. You did it. You're the one that brought it to our attention. And nobody else did it but you. But then now it spun into a positive. Now you're like, well, hey, you know how you guys are. Y'all taking it and run with it. Well, hell, you sat there on the air and talked about how bad it is between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're right about that.
You gave details. AJ, the only thing AJ did was leave it ambiguous. He left it open. He left it for us to speculate. Hell, you put hot sauce and ketchup on it. You gave us detail.
And it was like the spicy hot sauce.
Yeah, you gave
like
us,
not mild.
You the one that gave us the detail. Oh, they don't like each other. They got beef. Nobody thought that. We kept it to football. At the end of the first day, well, y'all ain't talking about football. We were talking about football when AJ said, when he said passing. Hmm. That's all we thought. But you were like, no, they got beef. Then it became something else.
Well, to go back to the hot sauce analogy here, you ever get really hot sauce on something?
I don't fool with hot sauce.
Well, I know you don't. I do. I fool with hot sauce. And sometimes when you put too much or you have really hot hot sauce, you no longer even taste the food, right? Like you just taste the hot sauce. That's what last week was. Brandon overpowered the football stuff because he brought it all to our attention. All right, let's hear AJ after the game. AJ Brown talking about the week that was, what they had to go through, where they got to. But it does paint the picture of, yeah, last week was a thing and then they moved past it.
It's easy for us to have these tough conversations to call each other out because we know what we want. What we want at the end, and it makes it easier when we're close. So,
is there anything that being on the same page this week is like a different prepare for that? Take the next couple of games to work.
Yeah, I think like I said earlier, the long repetitive meetings on top of the meetings that we already have. I think there's we may keep doing that.
So, how long?
No, it was just a point of emphasis this week, and I think we're gonna move forward. They were pretty long. They were just added throughout our long day already. I'm not complaining about that anyway. But, when you talk about something 10 times, you're like, okay, like, we got it. But it's needed though. It's needed, and who cares how long we stay in there because we come out and we put it on performance like today. So.
Well, he said it. I mean, they had extra meetings. They solved the problem.
I like how he said it. Long, repetitive.
Sounds like long talking.
He kept saying it. So it was like, damn, we still talk about this mess? Guess why we still talking
because
about it?
Because you brought it to our attention. All right, 215-592-9494. Here, before we go back to the phones here, we got to thank our friends from Craft Hall in Center City for another Jack Daniels-infused food drop in celebration, of course, of what's in Hugh's holiday stocking, the contest. Craft Hall, full experience with classic American cuisine, a brewery on site, live music, full playground, and a hybrid dog park and a beer garden. It's an awesome place. And they brought us today a ton of food. I see. Do you have the crispy spare ribs over there?
Yeah, I got the ribs.
With the bourbon glaze?
With the bourbon glaze.
Yeah, they also brought us Jack Daniel's honey whiskey infused chicken pizza, which I imagine is going to go very quickly.
It's gone out.
I've been crushing that back here.
We got guests in the studio. Yeah. And y'all probably need to go in there like right now, dog, because it's about to be gone.
Nah, none for you.
Now, we offered our guests some food,
no,
Kyle.
Kyle just wants to eat more. Yeah, I'm saying, but I told him, I was like, yo, dog, y'all might want to, go in there and get some because it's about to get ugly.
Yeah, the food is great. A buffalo cauliflower Cobb salad as well. They brought a ton of food. It's a great place. Check them out over at Craft Hall in Center City. We appreciate them coming by today. And yeah, I have to imagine that pizza is going to go very, very fast. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
What's going on,
man? Hey, Chuck.
Hey, man, let me call you and just say this, right? Here's the thing, right, about the Eagles. The Eagles are a great football team, okay? And most great football teams and most great championship teams and most great players, they do this. They make stuff up in their head, okay, just to drive them, just to, to galvanize them, whatever the case may be, that's what they do, all right? They're a great football team. Great football teams do that. Great basketball teams do that. Michael Jordan did it for years. Tom Brady did it for years. Just made stuff up. So I don't care if they saying we overreacted. I don't care. Because if they go and host that Lombardi, we would have done our job. And that's all I care about at this point. As a fan, I can't go out there and tackle nobody. I can't go out there and throw a football. I can't go out there and catch a football. So my only goal is just to focus on them going out there and doing all those things to get it corrected. And if I got to go out here and be blamed for bringing it up or for continuing to talk about it or for whatever they want to blame me for, I'll take that. As long as you bring that Lombardi home at the end of the year, I don't care how you do it and what you put in your mind to do it, then just do it. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be celebrating on Broad Street when they bring that championship home. So my thing is this. Maybe did we overreact? I don't think we overreacted. No. Did we make up the story? No. Obviously, with BG, AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts, all these guys, those guys in the locker room brought this to our attention, and we just talk about it like we normally do. But the fact of the matter is this: I don't give a damn. That's the main thing, because I want a second trophy. So if you need to make this up again, I say this: make it up. I'll be the fall guy. We'll be the fall guys for this. But at the end of the day, the big reward is going to be hoisting that Lombardi trophy. So blame me. Blame me. I take it. As long as I get to say we got two Super Bowls now. Two Super Bowls. One in 2017, one in 2024. Make everything up in your head. That's how Jordan got six.
Yeah, wins. Chuck, I love that analogy. You're right.
Who cares?
That's,
I mean,
who cares?
Me.
I love it. I mean, we'll be the bad guy. We'll be the boogeyman, the bad guy. Chuck, great phone call. It reminds me of the story. Remember in the Last Dance documentary, the Bulls documentary?
Yeah.
There was a story, I think the player's name was LeBradford Smith. He had one 30-point game against the Bulls, and Jordan said after the game that that player, LeBradford Smith, came up to him and said, nice game, Mike, because Mike struggled that night. And so he got in his head, like, the next time I face this guy, I'm going to kill him, and I'm going to destroy him. And then he did, and then, like, years later, during the documentary, he admitted he made the whole thing up. LeBradford Smith never said, nice game, Mike, but he created it in his head. I mean, I don't know if you ever did this, probably a teammate said
it. All the time.
It's fine.
I mean, I get it, and I understand where they're coming from. I understand, because we talked about this. Joe was like, hey, if you want to make us out to be the bad guy, then make us out to be the bad guy.
Sure.
But when you, like, I understand reality and fabricating stuff, but now y'all doubling down and tripling down on the fact that we did this, that. No, dog, not. I'm crazy, too. I don't like that. I didn't like the feeling like we were the ones that did this, and that's all I'm saying. I was in my feelings a little bit.
I know. It's okay. I mean, you were. I mean, it's been a very...
I'm competitive, too.
A lot of feelings out there around Eagles land these days. A lot of feelings.
Too. I'm competitive,
you know,
too.
I noticed, Kyle? I noticed that Hugh's feelings. Hugh calmed down once the food arrived. I mean, once the food got here.
Then, you know, like the kids say, when I start getting texts from my dog, you sound like you crashing out.
It's about to be nap time for you.
You know what I mean? I'm like, hold up. I'm not crashing out. I'm just listening. And I'm like, hold up, dog. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Don't be blaming me. I don't like to feel like I'm being blamed for something I ain't do.
Coming
now,
up,
if I did it, I would admit it. I ain't did nothing.
Coming up later, a full ranking of who at WIP is most to blame for last week. Hugh Douglas at number one. Little spoiler there. Let's go to Will in South Philly. What's up, Will?
What's going on, WIP?
What's
hey,
up,
Will?
Man?
OMG. Hugh.
What, man?
I did not call the radio show, but I had to get on the phone today.
What's up, man?
Look, man. Oh, where can I start? All right, let me start somewhere. Look, man, first of all, Hugh, I do want to congratulate you, bro, because I'm not going to long talk you. I'm going to answer your question directly.
Okay.
Hugh, it's not your fault. You did your job, bro, and you did it immaculately.
I like that word, immaculately. I like
and
that.
And if it's not, and you know better than anybody if I didn't pronounce it correctly.
No, you didn't, but it's cool. I like it. We're going to roll with it. It's cool.
From South Philly to L.A., this was the biggest story in the world.
It really was.
Sports-wise. But we knew no matter how much talking was going down, it was going to come down to how the Eagles did on Sunday. And they showed up, and they showed out.
No doubt. No
doubt.
Now,
let's leave the talk behind us, because the flavor in the streets right now is that we passed the eye test. We know we got the best team in football. That's the flavor in the street. So right about now, we need to be hearing some cool in the gang celebration, because you know what? Hugh, I heard it in your voice. You sound like you wanted to move some furniture around earlier. I hear that you calmed down a little bit, but damn, Hugh.
No, it's not. You're right. It's not. But it's one of those things, man, when you hear something. You know, I've been in this game a little while, and when I hear people constantly say, like, basically saying, hey, you know, it was y'all fault. No, it wasn't. It wasn't my fault.
Nope.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I got caught up in.
Hugh.
Yes.
I got you, bro. Believe me, the streets got love for you.
I
we got you back. We knew, just like BG. He misspoke, but we ain't taking it that deep.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know I love BG, man. I mean, that's my guy.
But when you came on the radio, you were making it deeper than what it was by the way that you were coming across.
This is my therapy session. This is my therapy
session. This is a great job.
Calm back, bro.
Well, is you done this okay? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Will, good phone call,
Hey, Will,
man.
I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm okay.
Have you ever seen Good Will Hunting?
No.
There's a
is
scene,
that with Matt Damon?
Matt Damon and Robin Williams.
Yes.
So Will had a lot of turmoil in his life, right? Mm-hmm. And Robin Williams is kind of like his therapist.
Yes.
And at some point he says, Will, it's not your fault. And he breaks down crying. He keeps telling him it's not his
fault. So that was my moment.
That was the two of you. He was saying it's not your fault, you. It's not your fault.
Except we welcome the passion here.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
I didn't crash out. I promise.
Don't calm down.
It might have sounded like I did, but I didn't crash out.
Yeah, get fired up again. 215-592-94. It is your fault, you.
I didn't crash out. You were the one.
You started this fire last week.
I didn't crash out.
This is your fault that the Eagles were in fighting. Hugh Douglas on the radio causing drama. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Anthony? What's up?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this, right? It's not your fault at all, man, at all. But I know y'all got a job to do, man. They gave y'all bulletin board material, man. But when they say they include y'all in that, too. The WIP show is with the team. It's us against the world. So, yeah, y'all supposed to eat off that. But, you know, like it's kind of overkill now. Like, it's like y'all stuck in the bone. The meat off the bone now is gone. Like, you know, like, it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Y'all spoke about it. It's now Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's now another Tuesday. We still on this? Like, I know the nation talking about it. They not with us. But, yeah, y'all ate off the story. Y'all shine some light to it to try to help fix the situation. Are we still talking about this today?
Well, they brought it back up. BG brought it back up. I mean, they brought it back up. That whole thing with, like, we ran with it. But it was they started the fire, Anthony.
Nah, they did start the fire, man. And y'all did what y'all was supposed to do. What they gave y'all, and y'all supposed to run with it. But come on now, dog. Y'all still running with it. It's a whole nother week.
Anthony. Let me help you out a little bit. We let you long talk a little bit, but let me help you out a little bit. The reason why this was brought up again today is because Brandon and Coach Sirianni said it this morning. When I was riding in, I heard Coach Sirianni, basically, he walked it back, but he basically said, this is a story that we started. And Brandon was on the morning show, and he basically echoed the same thing. So I hear what you're saying, but they're still talking about it. So I'm just piggybacking on what's being talked about. Listen, we appreciate the fact that you listen to the show as much as you do, dog. But I do not pride myself in being repetitive. I react to what's being talked about, and that's what was being talked about this morning. Respectfully.
Right. No, I understand that. But you know it the best, man. The media dragged that T.O. Y'all, you and T.O. was right.
Man, to this day.
The media dragged.
Anthony, to this day, we still fought. Like, whoever you asked, T.O. knocked me out or I knocked him out. And we was in there fighting naked. Like, it all depends on who you asked. We was in the locker room fighting naked.
Hey, you, man.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Hey, you, man. You know, right? Hey,
yes.
Dude, it's like when your mommy, when your mother or father say something to you about picking up your clothes or whatever she can't talk to you about. Alright, she says something to you. Alright, my clothes picked up. They whatever. You still saying something to me about it,
Anthony? You know what I'm saying? Anthony, and to your point, to this day, I still get asked. Somebody will DM me and say, "Hey, man, what really happened between you and T.O.?" Bro, it's the nature, and this thing. I don't need that. Me and Anthony, we're having a moment.
I don't give a shit.
And the bottom line is this, Anthony. It's regardless of it's a topic, and we're gonna talk about it. I'm gonna talk about that. It's gonna be talk. Anytime T.O. opens his mouth about anything, my name is probably gonna come up. He's a Hall of Fame player, and all I'm known for is fighting T.O. Like, that's just how. Hey, dog. I mean, like, for real. That's my truth. And it's. I hear what you're saying, but it's been like that forever.
I mean,
I'm a part of the news cycle.
It is. I thought about it. It's weird to think of it this way, but it's your part of your story.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 40 years from now, when you and T.O. are saying goodbye to this world.
Yes.
Okay. When they talk about it, they'd be like Hugh Douglas, NFL player, radio host, and he punched T.O.
Yes, that's it. Hall of Fame. T.O. had a Hall of Fame career. I played in the NFL for 10 years. People, more people probably know me for that than what I did in the NFL.
They don't just, know who he is.
That's just the reality of the way the news cycle works.
It is.
That's
you're right.
If I could have one thing, one narrative, that if I could control one piece of that narrative, damn it, y'all ain't going to be lying on me talking about I'm making up stories.
215.
That's not going to happen.
592-9494. Are the aforementioned Nick Sirianni. You're going to hear what he said to the morning show coming up. His interview. We'll get to all your phone calls here. Did we, as a fan base, overreact last week with all the Eagles drama? We don't think we did. I mean, I don't think so. I think we talked about it. It needed to be talked about appropriately because it was a huge story affecting the team. He was very fired up today. We got some great food we're having here from Kraft Hall in Center City. A lot to do. We'll get to the Vikings thing. They won again last night. Are they for real? Should we include them in the Lions Eagles conversation? We'll get to that. Ross Tucker as well. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.